wonder, I say, it looks like me. Turn around, we're at some lights.
What are you shooting now?
Shoot, that's a couple hundred.
Yeah, push it.
Depends on what I'm shooting. I'm not shooting.
Басам тхийж зүүнээр гогт юм дүүх гэж. Тийг гог. Гогт юм дүүх. Бид тэр хоос их тэгин гоо дүүх хатай.
Gentlemen, my name is Tom Berger, and I'm the chairman of the Alaska Native Review Commission, and I'm grateful to you all for coming tonight, and I think that in keeping with your tradition, we should open the meeting with a prayer. I'll begin by explaining to you why I am here and Mr. Tommy Moses has agreed to act as interpreter as we go along tonight. I have been asked by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, to conduct a review of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. And so I will be going to villages in every region of Alaska to hear what you people living here in the villages in rural Alaska have to say about these questions.
Can you translate that?
Una kwari tamasak tamma taishok mahabat nichugneak tokluchi kwattum mattumane nunam ayokuchanaka nunapchi mattum pyanak But settlement act manna nunak tamani 1971 pitkhani tamana pitkhoko nunat khotn Kartik Hamilton Wilmore Slow Himangak Sheltons Point Alaknak Makutlo Chali Chitkhtomalrit nunat pitkhoke Una khani tailuni ni chuk ni akhtuk tukka. Khatin su nunnatan kakopchi su sikchi. Tamatam pichikluni khani khakum gaak ni chuk ni akhtuk luni sikchinikka. Khatin awani akka pishwami khatin yupiknik. Sikin manna challakmami uwa. Ani kha akum lene ni chuk nek tok tok pichnak ka kan ngnanam tne makot mani chale thun ga khutsait ka kan ga ah kan khon nga tung ni nun la man ta ga khale ya kho pak man chi ko ka kan ngot khna ga ta na son khot ta Man ta was hane taing sok soko taing natok loko pinnak chi Cham krap tak kank kop chi ap soko tung ngal sin la kiw ma chi ka chi Kwe kan sha ok na pin rita ka Khot nta kwa mishki ta lo ne ya koh pak Pag nak pak so nak ngana nam tni so tamatam kni chuk nek tok lo ne Maay Ata kok pakai ni kata kacchi.
So I want to have you tell me what you think about these questions that come under the Claims Act, the question of enrollment, the question of shares, the question of whether shares should be transferable in 1991, whether the land should be taxable in 1991. And I would like your views about the way in which the settlement has worked out, the impact that it has had here in Des Monacs and in the other villages in this region. I would like to hear about your views on the corporations, the village corporations, the regional corporations, profit and non-profit, to know your concerns about the land, subsistence, self-determination. Those are questions that I hope you will feel free to address tonight. We will be here tonight as long as you wish us to stay, and we will be here all day tomorrow as well, and I hope we can proceed informally, I hope that you will feel that you have every right to present your views, so that after I have been all around Alaska, I will be in a position to write a report that reflects what you have to say. I should tell you who these people are who've come with me. You all, I think, have met Mary Kenswick, who works for our commission and has helped to organize this meeting. My wife has accompanied me, and she is seated at the back, the only lady with red hair in the back row. And Jim Sykes, with the earphones, is recording everything that is said, and it will be typed up and a permanent record made of all that you say, so that when my report is completed, it will be based on what you have told me here tonight. I'm going from here to Nunuk, and those people will be speaking in that village. Then I'll go on to other villages, and he will make sure it is all recorded. This is Bill Hess from the Tundra Times. He's a reporter. Behind him is Rich Maurer of the Anchorage Daily News, and this gentleman with the toque is Paul Brown, a photographer from the Daily News. So I'm just explaining to you why I brought all these people with me. Do you want to translate that, or do you think that explains it, speaks for itself?
Now,
perhaps I know that we have some people here who've come from out of town, from other villages in the region, and might I call on Mr. Axel C. Johnson to introduce the people who've come from Kotlik and other villages. Would you do that? Yes, at the microphone, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, thanks.
The people from Kotlik, Mark and Kotlik, Kotlik, took the Peter Maker Mumwani at the back of Nunk Tuck to be near to the Jolly. Being in an empty Sheldon Point, Kotlik, we took out the diluting at Tom Kanut Narite Ilatin. Jolly, a lot of Narmion Pitak and Tauku Jolly be near to. Those people from the villages that are here, when they're called, we'll take them village by village. So I call on Peter Mike, because he knows all the names of the people that are with him. Peter Mike.
My name is Peter Mike, mayor of City of Kotlik. With me tonight I have Henry Keeluk representing Traditional Council of Kotlik. I also have Philip Hunter and Rachel Pagazuk representing the High School of Kotlik. And there's one Michael Hunt representing Kotlik Yupik Corporation. Thank you.
Hamilton people. The people from Hamilton, please rise. That Mike Williams, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, and who is the other? Philip Foxy from Hamilton. They belong to the Hamilton Corporation, and the other back. The one that's standing behind him is Helen Lestenkoff. Thank you. And those from Billmore Slough, Apagazuk, Joseph Apagazuk, from Billmore Slough. And those from Sheldon's Point, please stand up. Paul Manomik, is there anyone with you? Are there any from Alakanak? Alakanak mayroon kapitang kato. Piksay tut. Imangang pilkit ng kato ng kastuluti at si apakakto kapikit siyo. We start from the front row. Imangang people. Willie Moore, you start. This is Willie Moore from Imangak. Alec Bird from Imangak. John Francis, Imangak. Mr. Carden, teacher, Imangak. The one that's beside you, Mr. Carden. I didn't hear you.
Tony Oliveira.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
And this one. Dietak and Tamkin.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Flora.
Flora from St. Michael? Mrs. Flora Hoot from Imangak. And Andrew Kelly. And Philip Mamak. And Nick Tucker. Imanak, and the next one to you? Those two, I can't pronounce your name. And then we have Martin Moore, the city manager. And the next one to you, Martin, is this way on your seat, this way.
Marianne.
Mamak. And who's the next one? Bible Girl, Mrs. May Moore. And the next one to you, May, is Mrs. Mayomak. And the next one is Mrs. Tucker. Miss Tucker. And that one in blue, the old lady, is Mrs. Mamak. And behind her is, what's your name?
Jimmy Andrews.
And the next one, Mrs. Red Fox, Mr. and Mrs. Yell Red Fox, Alfred Red Fox, and the one behind them is Mrs. Berger. And the next one is Pat. And the next one beside you is Hooch.
Junior Hooch.
Junior Hooch. And then Mrs. Mrs. Westlock. Next to her is Mrs. Joe Gottlock. And behind her is Mrs. Hooch. And the next one besides her is Mrs. Veronica Barrett. And in the next one besides her is Abby Augustine, and in front of her is Joe Augustine, and alongside of him is that old man with the glasses on, is Jimmy Bonnock, and back of him is that Donald Red Fox?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie Red Fox, and beside you? Say it louder.
Henry Manumic.
Henry Manumic. And in front of Henry is do it down. Mike Andrews. Next one besides Mike Andrews. John Kelly. And the next one beside you. Jimmy Kamarov, and in front of you, the lady there. Say it louder. Dominic Hunt, and beside you is your wife, Lala. And Mrs. Sugar. And the next one by her is Mrs. Anthony Kelly. And Mrs. Willie Moore, I'm sorry. And then in front of her is Mrs. Yupanek. And then over there, the old man, Charlie Hooch. And the next one besides him is Jasper Joseph. And the next one is Bernard Alktayuk, and yours is Gordon Westlock, and in front of him is, I got those men already here, and that one behind you, okay, there's one more, Mrs. Louise Lujan, and Mrs. Virginia Cassock. I think we've got them all. And did I miss anybody? Jacob Johnson, my son? Right there. Who else did I miss? Oh, Eric Trader from Imaok. Who else? We have Stanley Waska. And the one over there is Father, Tom Kitula. Father Asper, I'm sorry, Father, I forgot the question. And those are the people that are here tonight.
Thank you.
I'd like to say.
All right.
What do you call good one? Tides rate. Ikaya wakto ko duta, yung namang matto mong pilot ng pitrakot. Jamon, kap mo naman jamon atan rito't. Kangato sa lest mong kangatsanon. Tawam yung pitrakot mo yung imko Circumpolar Conference Committee, you team ko inupiat. Inupiat ng pila kahit kakot mo yung Tamakut yupit ilaput Greenlanda mag Canada mag tu. Tamakut ikai uksigilutun kuyukhututun pekhutsamang ta international woni watin litakumaut kasat kun kammannaitun wankuta woni kwa nunnautum tuk corporation nat lutat angata yut nunnaut mukna pitlgeit nalun reinak lukitamas kuita takhun nalun rekhar lukispatsnak tungauna ti kanakstakluti niskunung kungajngalutung samittaima kinguniskutung tamakutalnga kangat lit nit khijunuk takanut chekkait ikaygunakha ikaygunaktuk pichekkait yupisukagamta kakkummiut yup inuppean pilakkait tamakut ukut pistkait lisngal reit magut nuttan watin ikaaqtun qwalukaatartugut wangut yuppigni maani nasuullum nakillaita ikaayaluta pingnerseqqaikut quyaana I have just told this group of people that these people that are working for the Circumpolar Conference Committee through the Inupiat people from Alaska, Greenland, and Canada are here to help and hear the people that are about their land, the Land Claims Act, and whatever problems that we do have, and especially from the elders, the people that are not been helped before. This is the first time that we have had people come to help us that are not included as BLM people or BIA people or any other. These are from our own native people, the Inupiaq people from the up north, Greenland and Canada. And these people will hear and take your testimony, record it, and then final report will be made sometime in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson. Well, I think now we can open the floor to statements that any of you wish to make. You can do this in whatever order you think appropriate. I know that I would certainly like to hear from the elders, and I know you would want to give them the opportunity to speak very soon tonight. But if you would like Mr. Martin Moore or Mr. Tommy Moses or Mr. Alex Axel E. Johnson to speak, I know that will meet with your approval. Or if you'd like us to hear from the mayor of Kotlik as soon as we can, that would be fine. So I'm not here to tell you how we're going to run this meeting. I think we can work it out here in an informal way. But I wonder if we couldn't put this microphone perhaps over there so that people could address the meeting and also perhaps address me as well. Could you do that? And Mary, you might just speak informally to two or three of the people, including the elders, and just see who perhaps might go first. Could you do that?
Is this okay?
Sure, maybe.
This might be better with a chair and a table. And, a little easier for people to... Tim? Oh, he's going to put a mic up for her. This might be a little better.
Martin. He was supposed to speak before he started.
Oh, I see.
You to speak before they get started.
Yeah. You proceed as you wish, Mr. Moore, whether you're making your own contribution or translating.
Well, my name is Martin B. Moore. Today, Honorable Thomas Bircher and the distinguished guests, I like to speak as an individual, not representing the regional corporation, village corporation, or the city, but as an individual. I think you're very interested in what's happening to me as far as after the Land Claim Settlement Act became into law. You're wondering what things happened to me, how my life changed, what programs I received because of the Claim Settlement Act. I just like to tell you, since the Claim Settlement Act, nothing very important happened to my life or the people around me. They still hunt, they still fish, they still chop wood. Nothing drastic has changed. The Settlement Act is still too young to determine just exactly for us to realize what benefits came under the Claim Settlement Act. Hui kanrihto kwangullo yuppiullo ukutwani mannakhani land claim akki tkhan ranak ayo qochi qamanna ilan kasamagut awaqlin ka tangkhlan ka qayu yulkhit anaagullutung chimeqsaitut tukkuqtillaanritullu Land claim am bing khanamtnak. Chali pishu galutung bilakhtut qukhtarlutung. Ayo qutchat manugilakhtlakha chaka niqsaunani. Im nasiping naqlakhat ugilakhtung naqlakhat. Ika yukhchikiluni khwatn yuk umyukht kiksaytuk chali. Kuya luni isu chali kan biksaytuk. Nakkamuk chali land claimam stulamun yuk sikiqsaita chali. However, the Land Claim Settlement Act raises a lot of questions. The people here, if you talk to them person to person basis, will testify and tell you that they really haven't gained anything as far as livelihood and welfare of the people are concerned. The Claim Settlement Act to the state has never put any food on the table yet. You could ask these people sitting here. They're still living the same way they lived centuries and thousands of years ago. They don't have jobs. They don't have checks from the regional corporations. They're still the same. However, it's going to have a lot of impact on the people at the future time. There's questions about sovereignty. There's questions about native allotments. There's question about wildlife refuge area. But most importantly, there's a lot of questions about way of life, subsistence way of life, traditional life, and what the people actually own and what they could do after the land is divided into certain owners, the federal government, state government, and private. However, people, I feel, are not going to want to forget who they are. The Claim Settlement Act is not going to change who and what they are. They still are going to be Native people, Yupik people. They're still going to eat their food, the food that they've been eating for centuries. There's a lot of questions about what they could do in 1991 when they themselves could sell their stock. Magutmani, you picked that on our Wusuni. Ika yok sait pihta kut magut corporation not village corporation not regional corporation not ta wam khong kut yup pisput na so yagus na chu nakha but man na pit khluku na so ukut khoni kan but nakha but na so yagut na so yagut na yup pisput. Manayak ni khana nak tuk kukht ksait kuchali. Makut takom yu pihtat yu khwanku tapi but khchun naitai manna pit kluku. Ugil dhokok nak kai yu pihput manna chimik knaku. I'm just going to make this statement short. Maybe tomorrow I could have my mind in order so that I could say things in an orderly manner if I had them written down and when I feel more relaxed about the whole situation here. Maybe I could give the old lady a chance to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, and I do hope you will speak further tomorrow. I would appreciate that. And perhaps now we could hear from this lady.
Kalau kan kan nalut biko bertangan. Yuk kita kan makun ke makalah pun kesepiu ke betul.
Selang selang.
Selang
selang. Tuk selang selang kan anak pakai apa nanti mukap kena tuan itu gugur. Ayah gaya sama itu ayah lihat malah tak suk.
When I was a young lady, I grew up in Hooper Bay. And when I started to go on my own. I travel with the people that traveled.
Donit
ka.